At 70 years old, Diane Mitchbush is more than twice as old as Lauren Boebert, and each have very different political experience, styles, and views on the issues like the coronavirus. This is Boebert criticizing Democrats during a rally in the early days of the pandemic.
They want to take away your right of where you can shop, when you can shop there, what time of day, how old you have to be at that time of day, and of course, what you have to wear to be there.
Before this, she defied state health orders and reopened her restaurant in Rifle that's best known for its pistol-packing waitstaff. It led to a court battle.
That's not the proper role of government. The proper role of government is to inform us of the risk and let us make a decision.
Mitchbush, on the other hand, is socially distancing and avoiding the large rallies her opponent is holding.
She has actually referred to it as the plandemic, saying it's a hoax.
The former state lawmaker from Steamboat Springs is doing most of her campaign events and interviews, like this one, remotely.
I led as county commissioner through swine flu H1N1, which turned out, luckily for all of us, to not be as serious a pandemic as had been thought. And I believe that one of the reasons it was not as serious was because we had preparation and collaboration at all levels.
And if elected, they also have dramatically different views of how they would work with other members of Congress. Mitchbush says she is the more bipartisan candidate. She points to her three terms in state government.
70% of my bills were co-prime, meaning a Republican, not co-sponsored, but co-prime. And I just think that's really important to be able to work with others to get things done.
She says she would work with Republicans on any issue.
And not just with Ken Buck and Doug Lamborn, but particularly I'm going to reach out to members of both parties from all the Intermountain states because we have so much in common.
We can take our country back, defeat the socialists on the left, and make America great again.
Meanwhile, Boebert says she is tired of compromise in Washington. During the primary election, she attacked her opponent, five-term Congressman Scott Tipton, for voting with Democrats, like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, on some occasions.
I'm taking this fight straight to AOC and Nancy Pelosi and whoever else wants to defund the police and have the government run our lives. I am proud to be an American, and their socialist crap is running really thin right now.
As a newcomer, you know, she's got a lot to learn in a short amount of time.
That's Ray Langston. He's the chair of the Republican Party in Montrose County, south of Grand Junction. He supported Tipton, who is viewed as more moderate than Boebert.
Number one is, she needs to be open to listening to the voters, even the ones that basically she disagrees with.
A key point given, unaffiliated voters make up the biggest voting bloc in the district. But Langston told KVNF, Public Radio, and Paonia that Lauren Boebert's political inexperience actually has its advantages.
She brings a lot of new energy into this party, and we've seen it here locally. A lot of people are extremely enthusiastic about her.
But Diane Mitchbush is dominating in the fundraising race. With the help of the National Democratic Party, she has raised more than $1 million compared to Boebert's $150,000 haul. And recent polls show the historically Republican-leaning district is shaping up to be one of the closest races in the country.
Diane Mitchbush has name recognition, and people have had the opportunity to meet her last go around. They know what she stands for.
John Krusolutis is the Democratic Party chair in Garfield County, where Boebert lives. He says Mitchbush's failed run against Scott Tipton 2 years ago helps her, and her bipartisan record will appeal to independent voters.
Diane is a very balanced candidate, recognizing the challenges that are faced by us in the West.
But the candidates have not debated one another on the issues important to voters in the 3rd District, and Lauren Boebert did not return multiple calls and email requests to do an interview for this story. In the end, the one thing that is for certain, regardless of who wins, the Western Slope and Southern Colorado District will be represented by a woman in Congress for the first time. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.